1300.
Now, the most live, local talk with the Gerben and Ferlazzo Law Show.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Gerben and Ferlazzo Law Show, heard every Saturday from 10 to 11 here on Talk 1300. This is Sal Ferlazzo. Hello, and I have one of my partners, Ryan Mullahy, here. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. It's not easy to get in here, but once you
yeah, that was a surprise to me. I thought it was a test or something.
It's like the Hunger Games. You know, you have to somehow, or all those other TV or movies they show, you have to find a way to maze. Maybe Maze Runner would be better because they're redoing the arena here, folks, and we have to go through this secret little area to get up to another secret area, and I guess it's going to be this way for a while. But we're here today, as always, answering legal questions and trying to give you a sense of what lawyers do, what lawyers are like, how the law is processed, and really give you some direction on general questions of general applicability. We've been doing it for 15 years with Paul Vandenberg and his group, so 10 years on this station. It's our 10th year anniversary, which is really interesting. A lot of anniversaries are happening. So if you want to jump on the phones, we're here for an hour. With news breaks, it's less. And generally, people, if you call later in the show, you don't have as much time to flesh out your facts and to get a sense of what's going on. So if you want to jump on, it's 476-1300, 476-1300, just as anyone else would be. We're going to get to, I guess you have calls in a second. It's our 25th anniversary at Gerben and Ferlazzo, Ryan. I mean, we had a big party last week. And
it was a great time.
Yeah, it was time.
We had great clients came out.
We had entertainment from the North Colony Central School District. The 7th and 8th graders did an a cappella program, which was fabulous.
It really was.
I
can't sing
fabulous.
A lick. So anytime I hear somebody with talent like that, it makes me feel bad. But
my son did a cappella at Ithaca College, and it's really, it's a great way to get people together, and it's just wonderful to hear the voices. And these kids sang in French as well. I mean, it was very impressive. So we've got some great talent out here.
Yeah.
So thank you to those guys for helping out. And then, yes, 25th anniversary, 20 years for Judy Moak, one of our paralegals, 10 years for Nico Murray, and then it's your first year as a partner, so congratulations. Ryan has worked his way up the ladder. He's reached the Mecca, and now he has to work Saturday morning, so it didn't do him very well. Didn't do him much for him.
My pleasure.
But we're going to chat about a lot of topics, including I've got to get my tinted windows changed. I'm really upset about that. But
are you one of those scofflaws out there?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? I'm wearing the hoodie. I got the tinted windows.
Sal.
I'm styling. I don't even know what you call it, but I guess I'm not doing it. But we're going to chat about that law and some other things. And we have a caller already. Let's jump on the call and start things rolling. Hello, and welcome to the Gerben and Ferlazzo Law Show.
Yes, my name is John from Connelly.
Hey, John.
Okay, my question is on damages.
Yes.
A quick scenario. A few weeks ago, I went to one of those inexpensive oil change deals to get my car inspected as well as an oil change.
Yes.
Got on the thruway, went to Turning Stone for a couple of days. On the return trip back to Albany, all my dash lights went on, warning lights and what have you, low oil, and I limped into a Toyota dealership in Utica, and they were able to fix the car, indicating that the oil filter was not put on properly. That's all documented.
Wow.
And I brought the, I'm 81 years old. This is a very stressful situation. That would lead up to my question.
Yeah.
The repair was around $200, which I'm not too concerned with, but they indicated that they would get back to me when I went to the dealership, and I haven't heard in the last 2 or 3 weeks. My question for you is this specifically. I did not incur medical expense. I only incurred additional expense for repairing a car. But I was really stressed out. Do you have to have medical expense in order to sue for damages?
No, and it depends on the damages. I mean, if you have a personal injury case in an auto case, if it's a serious one, you have to have what's called a serious injury. You have to meet that threshold, which is a fracture, major things, and then you can get all the psychological and other things. Just pure psychological for, say, an auto accident is just not enough. But in your particular case, what you should do is go to small claims court. Small claims court is really built for this type of an issue because courts can do what's called substantial justice. which means they can bend the rules a little bit, whether it's the rules of evidence and other rules of law, to create what's called substantial justice. So the fact that you were upset, first of all, you know, it's a nasty situation to be on the thruway and worried about, you know, what could have happened, and you could have stalled out and gotten creamed by somebody. But in any event, your upsetness will probably, you know, go down after some time. But I would bring an action in small claims court. I don't know if they have documents that you sign, any contracts which limit or exclude consequential damages, which is what you have. And that's something where, you know, grab the form that you signed or whatever document you signed at the oil change place. But, you know, bring a claim against them in small claims court, and then you can raise all these issues. And, you know, if the court feels it's, you know, proper for substantial justice, he or she can give you a verdict.
Have you ever heard of a small claims court awarding consequential damages without medical, you know?
I don't practice in small claims court. That's the whole purpose of small claims court, is to have that there. I think that they can award those type of damage. It's, you're eligible. Whether they will or not depends on the facts.
Okay.
But you should sue for, you know, whatever, you know, the maximum number is in the town where this oil change company is involved. And I think you got a shot, John. I would give it, you know, a good shot. If you had gone to a doctor or seen a psychologist, it wouldn't hurt. But even I think anybody, any judge can put themselves in your shoes and realize it's a traumatic thing. Did you win Attorney Stone? Did you make any money before you came back?
I broke even.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's a win for
me. I was wondering if you were upset about losing Attorney Stone, which is really what would be a change there. Hey,
thanks,
John, good chatting. Take care. And folks, you know, all kidding aside, in John's discussion, and the reason I asked him if he lost Attorney Stone, if you have pre-existing injuries, that impacts on your damages.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just lost $10,000 in Attorney Stone and then your oil change hits, you know, you may have had some pre-existing upsetness, which would, you know, go into that. And you just can't turn around and sue somebody because they cut you off or there's road rage. But you have to understand that, you know, if you have physical injuries, and emotional injuries, you know, can be attached to those.
Sure, sure.
So 476-1300, 476-1300. We have more callers?
Yes, Sal, we have Mary calling from Hudson.
Mary from Hudson. Hello there, Mary.
So 476-1300,
476-1300. Hey,
yeah,
Mary, you there?
I am.
Can you turn your radio down just a teensy bit?
Hey, it's off.
Perfect.
Okay,
how are you, Mary?
Fine. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm going to hang up and you can explain it afterwards.
Okay.
I would like to know the differences is in revocable and irrevocable trust funds.
Okay.
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 All right. We'll
sure.
We'll start talking about that, and you thanks for listening.
Yeah. So, Ryan, I've done some litigation with revocable trust and irrevocable. I mean, pretty much it's a tax planning tool to transfer wealth from, you know, one generation to another. And you can have a revocable trust, which means that you have a little string, and you keep you as the owner of the trust have a string, and you can pull that money right back into your pocket. So you can create the Sal Ferlazzo, you know, revocable trust, and it can be a separate entity, but it is still within my control, which means it's not given the same tax considerations as an irrevocable trust, where you actually transfer the money. So if you get sued and you have a revocable trust, the person that sues you and gets a judgment can go in there and grab that. However, if it's an irrevocable trust and it's been given to other people, that is no longer available for collection from somebody who you owe money to. You also lose control, and that money belongs to the trustees pursuant to the terms of the trust. So many people do that to avoid probate, and people do it for a variety of reasons. But the big difference is, You either have a string, which means it's revocable, or if that string is cut and you don't have control over it, then it's irrevocable. And just by definition, irrevocable means you can't revoke it. So I hope that answers your question, Mary. And
And it's for all, I think you touched on it, Sal, but, you know, I just purchased a house last week, and the house was actually held in a revocable trust. So you could put all different types of things in trust. Assets, but all different types.
Yeah,
so it's interesting to see.
A trust is like a corporation, folks. It's like an LLC. I mean, you take your personal assets, put them into another entity, And a trust is an entity. It's a separate corporation or entity. And there's various tax and other reasons to do it. But you can't put it into revocable trust and say, hey, I don't have any money. I'm broke. You know, you can't collect the judgment against me. No, that can be pulled right back because you have the strength. 476-1300. We have a lot of news today. We do have a new tinted window law, which I guess goes into effect very soon. And when you get your car, I'm glad I just got my car inspected, so I got over this for the year. I can wait.
But what's the? I don't know the law.
I just read it in the newspaper. It's apparently there's a new law, which if you have, I think it's 30% tinted. It won't pass inspection. Obviously, it's for police safety because, you know, if there's a traffic stop and you're coming up to a window and you can't see inside, that can be very dangerous because who knows what could be happening inside. So I know other states have different rules, and I'm sure it's a good safety rule, you know, for the police officers. It's dangerous enough to be an officer. So it's a rule which I guess just got passed, and it's going to be applicable in the new year. So it really is interesting that legislature you know came up with that so quickly. You would have thought we'd heard a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I mean, I was poking around, Sal, while we were talking just to see what the word on the street is. And
yes,
believe it or not, the tint shops and the inspection places are not happy about this.
Really?
They're saying, well, the tint shops, obviously, because...
Yeah, they'll have less tinting.
But the inspection guys are saying it's going to potentially have an impact on how long it takes for your inspection to...
Well, they'll probably raise the price of inspections because... I mean, I don't know whether it's 40% or 30% or 32% tinted. There'll have to be some kind of machine that will determine that.
Yeah, they have a little, I think it's a little light sensor that they put up. I know they can do the roadside tests.
Like a little lightsaber, yeah, like
we've
Star
had,
Wars.
Yeah, we've had some clients come in with those tickets.
Tinted is, I don't know. Gideon, do you have tinted windows? Is that something that is a young person's thing?
I had 20% at one time.
Yeah.
And that's darker than 30% because 30% is really nothing.
Really?
Does it go the other way?
Yeah, the lower the percent, that's how much light goes through.
Oh, that's how much light goes
through.
So
once you get 5%, that's like limo status.
Okay. So what do you think about this new law? You think that'll be a big impact? Or
I don't know. How easy is it to get a prescription for tints? Because I know you can do that, but...
Prescription meaning your eyes, you need the tints?
Or like, I'm very white and I burn easily. Sal, help me get it.
More importantly, Sal, what percent do you think my Kia would look best with?
I don't know. I guess all of them have a little tint on the top to keep the sun out. But
yeah, it's just about certain. It's like you said though, safety issue. So it's the driver side. It looks like a driver side window.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's
so that was in the news for the tint masters out there, and then. We have, I guess, the extradition of the young lady from Hawaii.
I saw that she waived extradition.
Yeah, she waived extradition. And I don't know who that new attorney is. I guess Terry Kinlan was representing her initially, and then there's a new person. I don't know if he's out of town or what, but I was surprised to see Terry off that because he's obviously a very accomplished attorney. And there's a lot of reasons why people change attorneys, and some are good and some are just, you know, economic. You really never know. We have that. We've had a lot of personal injury cases recently, and I want to give a little tune-up for insurance issues because, you know, you have underinsured, which is really a very important thing these days to protect yourself. And I'm not an insurance agent, Ryan, but every year end, I think it's something that people should look at. And another interesting thing before we get to the calls, and again, load on, folks, it's 476-1300. There was a major victory out in the West Coast for the hip implant victims. Six people got a verdict of $1
billion.
$1 billion.
Sal, they can't see you doing little finger gesture.
You're right. Well, you can, and that's good enough. I got an audience here. If you've seen Austin Powers, he said $1 million, and everyone laughed at him. And this is $1 billion. I'm not sure the verdict will hold up, but it's for the people who have metal-to-metal hips. And there's a big company that put a bunch of those in and then stopped doing it. We have a couple of those cases, and if anyone has that type of an issue, it is something that you should call the office and get a review, because there's no downside. There's no fee for the review. There's no legal fee on personal injury reviews. So if people are worried about, gee, I can't afford a lawyer, it's just too expensive, it's not the good time to do it. There are statutes of limitations which really, you know, close down your case if you don't look at it quickly enough. And on those hip cases, you got to be careful, because a lot of them are starting to close down. So 476-1300, who do we have? Who's our next caller?
We have Tom calling from Saratoga.
Good morning there, Tom, and welcome to the Gervin and Freelazer Law Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I've been reading all these articles in the Times Union supporting Uber.
Yes.
And having worked in the insurance industry for an insurance industry trade association that represented companies in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, a question arose there that it seemed like nobody chose to discuss, and that is that these Uber drivers drive their own car, and I gather whatever depreciation and all that occurs, that's an expense they incur for being, I don't know whether it's a private contractor or whatever, with this Uber outfit. But the question I had was, what about insurance? And I'm especially aware of this since many years ago, I was involved in an accident in New York City where a cab company, the cab ran a red light on Park Avenue and T-boned us. And what did we find out then? That the cab company was in receivership, and they they owned 8 taxi cabs. That they were in bankruptcy, and they had 8 taxi cabs, and that's all they had. And so the question I had is, what's this going to do to our insurance rates, those of us who are not going to use our vehicles for that purpose? Is this going to somehow adversely impact how much we pay for insurance, because these people may or may not be adequately insured?
Right. Well, that's a spectacular point, because a lot of people love Uber. I know my daughter's in Manhattan, and she uses it, and it's very convenient, and a lot of, you know, college kids like it because they feel more safe with it. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Mm-hmm. But when you have a private vehicle, New York State minimum is $25,000. And so if people are insuring it at the lowest level and there's an accident and that entity is responsible, then that may be all there is, unless Uber by hiring these people. Again, if you're hiring Uber as opposed to hiring the individual, which I believe, and I haven't seen their contract, so that's part of what the Commissioner of Insurance, the superintendent, is going to have to look at here. I think that there will be some insurance protections. And that is really the question that I was going to discuss, or the issue, underinsured. When you are driving in the roads, just like you were in that cab, if the entity that doesn't have that is driving you, the driver and the owner, don't have enough insurance, you can purchase your own insurance to cover that. It's called underinsured. So,
and that's what I have.
Yeah, and it's perfect. I mean, and a lot of people don't, Tom. A lot of people are just unaware, and it's inexpensive. It's fabulous. But the Uber responsibility, there's going to be, as more Uber drivers there are, there'll be more accidents, and the liability issues will be, you know, this is what you do with the law, and this is why the legislature really should just change the law, make it a higher number to drive. You shouldn't have less than $100,000 worth of insurance. It's as simple as that. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. And what lawyers do is, when someone has too little insurance, they have to start looking at other deeper pockets. So they start stretching the laws to try to go against the municipalities for defective design, for you know, the manufacturers of the vehicles, for unsafe design, and so they're trying to, you know, take care of their clients to make sure their clients, you know, don't have a tragedy for the rest of their lives, don't lose income, and you know, can't take care of their families, and so they have to extend the search for potentially responsible parties by bringing, you know, lawsuits against multiple parties, even though in many cases, there's one or two mainly responsible parties. So that's a very good question. I think that's something the legislature has to look at, and you and your experience know it personally, and it's just a sad, you know, situation. So thank you for calling, and welcome again to the show. And speaking of Saratoga, we have a new of counsel, Steve Rodriguez, is an attorney up in Saratoga, and we have an affiliation with him now called Of Counsel. He does bankruptcy law, so he'll be coming on the radio. We're going to see him tonight. I hope we have our Christmas party tonight, so it's a big night at Gervin and Frilazzo. And I'll be chatting with Steve on the radio. I'm going to put him on as soon as we can. He lives and works up in Saratoga. That's where his practice is, as well as Johnstown, Gloversville. And we are going to be working with him and providing bankruptcy services through him. And he'll be working with us, and we will work together. When we take care of our Saratoga clients, we'll be popping into his office. So it's going to be exciting, and we're looking forward to it. So the call from Saratoga kind of reminded me of that. 476-1300, that's the number. You get free advice, and it's Christmas time. We're giving away free advice this week, although we give away free advice every week.
We're in the spirit, Sal. This is great.
Well, somebody asked me for an extension on an answer yesterday. You know, they had to put in some papers, and so I said, Merry Christmas. And I gave them a two-day extension. Then they call up and said, well, can I have a five-day extension in the spirit of giving? I said, in the spirit of giving, I think it's in the spirit of taking. Go ahead and take the 5 days, and that's it. We're not going to let it go. So lawyers even can be people. It's very rare. We don't like to be people. We like to be lawyers.
Yeah, you're letting all the secrets outside.
Yeah, yeah. We are all, tough and mean and whatever, but truly not. We're regular people just trying to help out regular people. So we'll be right back after the break.
WGDJ, Wrestler, Paul Vandenberg, Fred Vicker, and Michael Zabajevtonos, the Capital District's talk station, Talk 1300. Now, the most live, local talk with the Gervin and Frilazzo Law Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Gervin and Frilazzo Law Show. You're listening with Sal Frilazzo, our gracious host, and I'm the co-host today, Ryan Malahi. Beautiful winter morning on Talk 1300. Sal and I have been whipping through the hour, Sal. We're almost done. This is the last stretch when the folks who have been shy or who have been thinking about their questions realize that they're running out of time in this season of giving. And as Sal mentioned, we are giving away legal advice on those legal questions you may have. Or if you just have comments about the law or connected to the law, we're happy to talk about that. And that's what we're here for. So please feel free to give us a call at 476-1300. And while we wait for those exciting calls, Sal, I know we always have things to talk about and things you want to talk about.
Yeah, I'm always full of stuff to talk
about.
What's
going on in your legal mind today, Sal? What's on your
legal mind? Well, I think we should let people know, if you want to get a hold of us during the week, the phone number is 462-0300. We do personal injury, a lot of that, and Daniel Rubin has been spearheading that particular department.
Yeah.
Commercial litigation, municipal litigation, labor litigation, both harassment and a lot of defense for companies, as well as prosecuting people for situations which are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our education department, which you're part of, our school law, ed law. I'm also a town attorney, so we do municipal law as well.
We're all over the place.
So we do, and now we're doing, through Mr. Rodriguez, who Steve will be helping people with bankruptcy issues and also Social Security disability. That's an area he does. So we're going to have him on for that, we'll be expanding because we like to do that. In essence, we're a full-service law firm. We've been doing this since 1991 when we started, and we're continuing, and we have a nice group of young attorneys who are going to continue our pathway. We have a new attorney, Matthew Tullio, who's going to be joining us again tonight and as well as starting in the new year. So we have new people to dump cases on, so it's kind of nice. I'm looking forward to that. And it's just been a good year. We're very pleased and blessed to have great clients and great colleagues and a wonderful staff. Our staff is really, it's fabulous. They all work very hard.
That's true.
And they're pleasant. And it's just a pleasure to go to work. And we're all first name basis. At different firms, you have different cultures. And our culture is we all get along. We all treat each other like people. And the clients, they come first. So And it's just, that's how we deal. And we try to treat you with respect. Really, lawyers, you know, don't try to cut throats and things like that. Unless the other side, maybe in the matrimonial field that happens. But we don't do matrimonial, which is one of the reasons why we don't. But we do various topics, and we're happy to chat on those or anything you want to talk about. 476-1300. I was at my ballroom dancing group last week, and I told them I would send a shout-out to some of the people that were there. It's called the Benedicts, and it's really fun, Ryan. It's a lot of young people are doing it, too. It's, you know, the foxtrot and the waltz and tango and all sorts of different formal dancing. It's not quite like Dancing with the Stars. That's really kind of nutty. I mean, they're just running around like insane number of steps. This is more calm, and we have basically nice dance lessons sometimes. We did last time, and we have a live band. People wear tuxedos and gowns, and six times a year you just get together with people you see on an occasional basis and just all dance. It's like going to a wedding without having to pay for the whole thing. So, in fact, I thought about having my daughter's wedding at one of those things, just inviting them as guests and just saying, okay, make believe this is your wedding.
Sneak them in there?
Yeah, it only cost me a couple $100 instead of, you know, whatever the wedding did cost. Weddings are expensive, but they're fun. And the Benedicts is a nice group. If anybody's interested in joining the Benedicts, I guess they're trying to get a few more new members. And you can call me during the week at 462-0300, and I'll set you up with the people that do things. If you want to email, and a lot of people are shy, Ryan. Not everybody can get on the phone and just chat with lawyers. Sometimes they're intimidated. They're just not comfortable in speaking. And so you can email me at sdf@gervinlaw.com. Not with just a general question, but if you have a real issue, you know, if you or someone you know has an injury, whether it's in a nursing home or which we have cases involving personal injury, commercial litigation. I did an eviction this week.
Okay.
I defended one. Actually went very well.
You defended
for
one?
Our side. Yeah, it was a situation which needed defending, and I defended it, and it worked quite well. The client was tickled, and that's fun. It's always good to see smiles on people's faces, and that's what you try to do as a lawyer, is to make someone's life better, and it just depends on how you define better. So 476-1300, we can chat about any topic you want. I do want to talk about this under insurance, because I just had a situation where a professional came in, and he was hit by another individual. And he luckily has what's called under insurance. Everybody has under insurance and uninsurance coverage. And so if you buy the minimum policy, it's $25,000. You get $25,000 of under or uninsurance. It's supplemental under insurance. So if you're hit by someone who doesn't have a license, who doesn't have insurance, at least you have something. We had the Uber question earlier by the gentleman from Saratoga. So if someone hits you and they have no insurance, the uninsurance provision will help. Now, let's take another scenario. If you have purchased, and it's really inexpensive, under insurance, and in this case, $300,000 of under insurance, and the person who hits you only has $25,000 of insurance, you can sue that person for millions of dollars, but that person can go bankrupt, and therefore you'll never collect any of it, even though you're injured, it wasn't your fault, and the law provides you with that remedy. So how do you protect yourself? Well, you go to your insurance company and say, how much will it cost to insure myself against the possible bad driving of other people, which is really what insurance is all about, mm-hmm. is eliminating risks, reducing risks, and it's very inexpensive. So in the accident case I'm referring to, I called the insurance company yesterday. They're going to get back to me on how much the coverage is. But, you know, my guess is going to be it's less than the coverage that the driver has who was injured. So the process to follow is to call your own insurance company up, and you want to make a claim under your own policy. And how it works is if you settle the case, say, for $25 against the other person, you get permission from your insurance company. Once they consent, then you can bring a claim for the difference, $300,000 minus the $25,000, against your own insurance company. So anybody who is out there who really thinks that they could be hit by someone with the minimum, which is everybody, really should go out and just price it out. It could be as low as $30, $100. I mean, just minor numbers considering the impact it will have on your life. So that is a situation which you should do just to protect yourself, to give yourself an insurance tune-up. Another situation you should look at is what's called umbrella insurance. So if you do something wrong and you have a car and you have a home, you pay insurance on both, but you can get excess insurance called an umbrella. It covers both your home and your car. And if you hit somebody or somebody, a member of your household, again, we had the Uber example, Ryan, where if I'm an Uber driver and, I hit somebody and it is, my fault and I hurt that person, if that driver has umbrella insurance, that will provide additional coverage, excess coverage for that person. Or if you, when your kids get old enough to drive someday, and that's when you're going to realize it. You give the car keys to your kid, and wait a second, it's a kid. But you give the car keys, and then they give the car keys to some other friend who's a Yahoo and just, hit somebody and hurts them. You are personally responsible for the conduct of that other driver, because once you're the owner of a vehicle, you're responsible for any damage that vehicle causes, if you've given consent. So the first thing to do is not to give consent. But if you do give consent, even if you leave the keys in a drawer, like say in front of the on the way out of the door or something, and people just grab those keys, that's implied consent. Mm-hmm. So you can get in trouble, and the umbrella policy will certainly cover you and protect you for there. So a lot of things you can do, folks, to protect yourself, and it's not always expensive. In fact, I'm surprised that the insurance companies don't push this more, but I think it's a low profit margin, so that they're not really inclined to want to stick their neck out and do this. So it's the best value in insurance is to get under insurance coverage and an umbrella policy. And if you do that, you will be very happy, because when you come to us with an accident and somebody who hits you, maybe like Gideon or somebody, who just comes in, these young kids with the low policies, because they just ask for insurance. I want insurance. They get the minimum. Hey, the minimum, that should be enough. And when I was a kid, I got the minimum too. That's what you did. That's how it works. But if they, and really the tendency is the younger drivers are generally the ones very young and very old, who can cause some of these accidents. So you got to be careful, and also wear your seatbelts too, because if you get injured and you don't have your seatbelt, that's going to be held against you. So it's the season where it's going to start snowing. I guess we have a big snowstorm coming.
Heard about that. And Sal, just on your last point is I did those year end insurance checkups on Monday. Took me all about 15 minutes and, actually got coverage I was looking for, increased some coverages and saved some money.
Wow.
So it all worked out. So, and now I have some peace of mind.
So you went to those 15-minute places where?
It wasn't quite that. Actually, I left one of those 15-minute places and went to a different place. But so it was all pretty painless.
Yeah.
But.
Well, insurance is. I mean, there's expensive insurance. There's inexpensive. Don't just do it for price only. You got to have service as well. But I mean, a lot of people price it out. But if you're going to do anything, ask your insurance agent for supplemental under insurance. Ask them for some coverage. First of all, they'll be impressed. Like, whoa, you really know what you're talking about. And then secondly, you're going to protect yourself. So that's what you should do. And so there's no fee for that. We are not going to charge anybody. And in fact, we don't charge anyone who makes calls on this channel when you call us, unless you give us your last name. And then we get you a bill and we send it over immediately. But So, Ryan, what's going on with the school world? Anything exciting? 476-1300, folks. We have time for maybe one or two calls if you're so inclined. If not, we're happy to chat until the cows come home, which they come home at 11 o'clock.
on this show they do. The school world, Sal, it's the exciting this time of year is always exciting because it's almost the holiday breaks. So what we notice on our end of the world is sometimes the kids get a little overexcited and you'll have some disruptions and issues that we may have to get involved with and tell folks to stay on the straight and narrow.
How about the negotiation process? I know the economy is what it is. Are you seeing increases in in benefits to the public employees? Is it, it, you know, is there an ebb and flow going on with respect to the negotiation process with public employees?
You see, and we do obviously a lot of that, because our listeners may or may not know that the vast, vast majority of public sector employees, at least that we work with, are unionized, and
yes,
they do collective bargaining. And the times are, whereas maybe 7 years ago, 6 years ago, it was still in the middle of that great recession time where not much was getting done and agreements were tough to strike. Now people are feeling a little more optimistic, and there's conversations to be had when it comes to benefits and whatnot. It's still not the way it maybe used to be back in when the firm first started, when money, yeah, money and health insurance was much, much, much less expensive than what it is now. It's a completely different beast now.
When we started the firm, life was at least less expensive. I mean, law school, colleges, my law school.
Oh, don't tell me, Sal. It always breaks my heart.
My law school was $3,500.
Oh, my gosh. And my textbooks were $3,500.
That's
a semester.
That's one of the worst trends I've seen is the pre-bankruptcy of all these young kids who go to college and spend $200,000, and they have, you know, a chunk of money in loans, and that really hurts the economy, and it hurts, you know, the quality of life for a lot of young people. But I don't know why education costs so much, but it does, and unfortunately, even with AIDS and packages, it does, you know, hinder people.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's good to see, you know, that there's, you know, better negotiations, because you hate to see the strikes. I know there's union people out there and there's non-union people. It is there's that tension, but that's what law is. And what we do as lawyers, which is fun for us, is to take our client's position and make the best of a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes it's, you know, it's shining a rotten apple, and other times it's you know, giving a golden apple. So it makes law fun. And it really is a lot of fun. And what do you think about being a partner? I mean, do you see it differently now? I mean, as an associate, where all you did was want raises all the time.
The good old days.
Give me a raise. I deserve so much. And now all of a sudden, oh, well, should we raise other people? Well, it comes out of my pocket. Maybe I'm not so inclined to give generous bonuses out.
It's been great. You're right, though. It's just a different perspective. It's going from, it's kind of like when you're living at home with your parents, and then when you move out on your own, you're going, oh, okay, yeah, we have to pay for the phones. We have to pay for the heat and keep the lights on. It's just a different, perspective, but it's great. You know, you'd mentioned earlier the group we have, and you saw the clients coming in for the anniversary last week, and the clients were saying really nice things. I didn't see you slipping any bills to anybody to say those nice things. I think they were saying on their own, and it's just great. It's a great team to be a part of. So I'm thrilled to be allowed to be a partner there and to work with the folks I work with and to hear the clients say the things they say. It's just a nice group.
You earned your way, and we're proud to have you and happy to have you. And we had a big birthday this week. Jay Gervin and my paralegal, Carol Hildebrand, were both born on the date of December 7th. So happy birthday to those two. Carol retired after many years with us, 20-some years with us, and Jay is not retiring. He's around for a little while longer. But happy birthday. It was Pearl Harbor Day, that's kind of easy to remember the birthday. It's a big anniversary.
Sure, date that will live in infamy.
Of a tragic situation, which, we'll live in infamy, and a lot of things will live in infamy. I think for some people, this recent election will live in infamy. Things are calming down, and hopefully the world, you know, will be a better place. And legally, it'll have some impacts, too. I think mm-hmm. you're going to see less federal regulation. You're going to see probably more state regulations. As federal regulations, you know, are reduced, I think you'll see some of state issues, which will states will take aggressive roles and maybe fill the gaps. There's going to be new laws. They're there all the time. And as I told a bunch of people the other day, you are responsible to know the law. I was giving a seminar to board members of a town mm-hmm. Planning board, and we were going over, and that's what I do for the Rensselaer Chamber when I do the leadership discussion. And people don't realize that even though you're not a lawyer, you're bound to know all laws, and because ignorance of the law is no excuse. So you can't just say, gee, I didn't know going 100 miles an hour was illegal. I didn't realize that. Well, it's not an excuse. It's still a violation. And so you have to be educated. That's the purpose of this show. One of the purposes is to demystify the law, make it a little simpler, let people understand. You can even look it up. Go on Google, and you can even actually look up New York law, and you'll find lots of material which will describe adverse possession, you know, which is a concept. You can take someone's land if it's more than 10 years and you'll use it openly, notoriously, and things of that nature. Or cell phone law. I was in court the other night, and I guess the courts are pretty tough. The town courts are tough with these cell phone laws. It's a five-point violation, and I was one of the other attorneys was lamenting to me, like, wow, I can't believe how difficult it is to get these things reduced and what have you. So be careful with the cell phones. I mean, just get Bluetooth. It's not that hard. Just get Bluetooth and just, you know, fix your car up. Or, you know, when you're getting the car untinted, go ahead and just have them, you know, put in the right mechanics so mm-hmm. you can just speak. Because driving a vehicle is tricky. And when you're distracted with a phone call, because it's not just the speaking. You get angry on the phone when someone forgot to do something, or what do you mean I breached a contract and this or that or the other thing. So that's why you need insurance. So everything ties together. So, you know, get your cars untinted so you can see better. Mm-hmm. You know, get your Bluetooth done so you don't get these tickets. But get a lot of insurance in case somebody hits you, because you don't know. And that's, you know, really the key to the day, I think, is the insurance issue. So we're wrapping up, folks. What do we have, about 5 minutes to go? So 5 minutes to go. We are not going to have a show on Christmas Eve.
No. I was going to have a little fire in the fireplace by stocking something like St. Paul's.
I think Christmas is a Saturday, right, or a Sunday? It's a Sunday, okay. So, and New Year's Eve show is up in the air. We're not sure yet.
I think I did New Year's Eve a couple years ago.
I think that may or may not happen. But I talked to Paul yesterday at the train station, Paul Vandenberg, our fearless leader, and it looks like Christmas is not going to happen. I'm not sure what he'll play. So we have this show, and then we have, what, next week, and then that's it. Isn't it Christmas in two weeks?
And then
we're going to start the new year with a brand new group of shows, and we like to keep it fresh. So if you guys have any comments or questions, we're going to bring more guests on. We're going to have our of counsel, Steve Rodriguez, and other people. I have had Ed Ryan on, who's a personal injury attorney. We're going to probably have him on again. I was chatting with one of the DAs, and he would love to come on. So we're going to have one of the DAs come on. And some judges come on, too.
Yeah,
we have some
town
court judges. So we're going to have guests. We want to, you know, keep it fresh so that when you tune in, you're going to hear not only, you know, your regular hosts and co-hosts, but you're going to hear other voices, because there's a lot of great people out there in the legal community. They do great things, and we want to bring them to you and show off that lawyers really are people, and they care really hard. And I think some of them, lawyers are the hardest working people I know. It's just hours and hours, and you just don't, you know, when you're, you know, home at 5 o'clock or 5:15, you know, there's 2-3 more hours to go for a lot of people, and they have weekends and nights, and even this show. Our firm has been doing this for 15 years. You know, it takes time away from our families and our children and grandchildren, but we like to be part of the community, let people know what we do. We've gotten some great clients through the show. I just chatted with a husband and wife who are both injured in an automobile accident. Mm. Their son had sent them over. And so we've had the opportunity to meet people like Josh and Gideon, our co-hosts here today. We have Gideon is training.
You've promoted the co-host status, have you?
Yeah, well, listen, we got Gideon, we got Josh. Let's hear Josh talk. I haven't heard him talk yet. Josh, why don't you let the audience know that you're sitting here helping us out?
Yeah, I'm here training with Gideon to be an engineer on the show.
Well, we're excited to have you. You're a fine young man, and he's very pleasant, You're learning from the best. I mean, Gideon is there's nobody better than Gideon.
Gideon, is that your title? Are you an engineer or are you a producer? I never know what to call you.
I don't know. Producer's like the glorified term. It's board operator.
Oh, you're the board operator.
The board over here, this little thing with all the buttons on
it. But you know, when he's got the bling head headset on, he's, you know, he's got the gold.
I just looked the part.
You do. You know, we should get some TV in here. We should, you know.
You want to get the camera in?
We should work with one of the local stations. You know, maybe just do like what the Stern Show and all these other shows, that like the sports shows, Mike and Mike in the Morning.
That's nothing. We could cut out the TV. We could just get a camera in here and a live stream right on your website or our website.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. If people like that, let us know. So if you have any thoughts, you can contact. Is there an email for you, Gideon, or a station email if they have comments that they want to? Probably not.
Traffic at Talk 1300.
Traffic at Talk 1300. You'll get it. You have a Twitter account?
I don't have a station-affiliated Twitter.
Well, we do have one over there, though, Sal.
Yeah, we do.
At Talk1300.
Okay.
Is the Twitter handle.
Yep. Hashtag, just say hashtag lots of times and people think you're cool. It's like, oh, hashtag at this or hashtag at that.
But don't hashtag too much.
Why is that?
You're uncool.
You're
uncool. You got to use it wise.
You really do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sal, we'll do some training for you.
Yeah, I
we'll
know.
Get you hip.
I don't really care. I don't want to be hip. Josh and you and Gideon can be hip. I just want to be a member of the Gervin and Ferlazzo Law Show every Saturday from 10 to 11. So, folks, with all kidding aside, we really have enjoyed working with you throughout the years, and this year included. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
Sal, thanks so much for having me.
It's always fun. And Josh, Gideon, thanks for your help. Folks, we'll see you next week on the Gervin and Ferlazzo Law Show.
WGDJ, Rensselaer, Paul Vandenberg, Fred Vicker, and Michael Savage Afternoons. The Capital District's Talk Station, Talk 1300.